Sunrift Adventures and Historic Travelers Rest South Carolina has been outfitting the foothills for over 37 years with the best boats, bikes, tents, and more. With great brands, Sunrift has you covered for every adventure. Stop into Sunrift Adventures' unique outdoor shop and say hello today. Go to sunrift.com for more information. That's sunrift.com. Nature's Edge is brought to you by the Angler Magazine of Western North Carolina, Western North Carolina's only magazine dedicated to the fishing enthusiast. Pick one up at over 400 locations throughout Western North Carolina or visit them online at theanglermagazine.com to find out more. And be sure to follow them on Facebook, Angler Magazine of Western North Carolina.com.
Hey guys, Dale here. Nature's Edge is on the air. Those of you that know me know that I am a huge fan of raptors. I love eagles, I love hawks, I love owls. I love all those great birds. And our guest today is someone who can really educate us on raptors, and his name is Jim Warren, and Jim is the executive director of the Carolina Raptor Center. He's in charge of pretty much everything that goes on there. He works closely with the board of directors and setting the vision and the future direction of the Raptor Center, and he's actively involved with a new project that I really want to talk about called the Quest Project. And Jim is the immediate president of the board of directors of the North Carolina Science Network and serves on the board of the EarthShare North Carolina. Jim, welcome to Nature's Edge, my friend.
Well, Dale, thanks for having me, and I appreciate all the kind words you said, and I'm right there with you when it comes to a love of these beautiful birds of prey.
Absolutely. Well, let's just jump in there. Why don't you tell the people a little about the Carolina Raptor Center and a little about its history and what's going on with you guys?
Well, and I'll be happy to, and I want to go ahead and apologize up front to any of the listeners if I happen to cough. I'm sure that they realize this is full-blown pollen season, and down here in the Piedmont, everything's yellow at this point. So I hope I won't cough, but go ahead and apologize if I do. But let me tell you about the Raptor Center. So we're very proud of our history. We literally were started in September of 1975 when our very first patient was treated, and that was a broad-winged hawk, and it was brought to Dr. Dick Brown, who was a biology professor at UNC Charlotte. And Dick saved that bird and got it better and let it go. And just literally by word of mouth, because remember back in the 70s, there was no internet, there were no cell phones or texting or anything, and people just had to kind of tell people. And just over the next number of years, people said, hey, if you got an injured hawk, owl, whatever, take it to that guy at the university. He knows what to do. And so we were there, and in the early 80s, Dr. Brown had the vision and the forethought to know this was going to be much bigger than just treating a couple birds here and there, so he incorporated us into a nonprofit. And in 84, we had grown to the point where we needed to move off of the campus, and we moved out here to Latta Nature Preserve, and we are so grateful to our friends with Mecklenburg County Park and Rec. We're situated in a 1,400-acre nature preserve. We're sitting on 57 acres. We're open to the public. We have what would be considered like a avian zoo where you can come out and see all number of different species of raptors on display. We do education programs. Actually, as I'm looking out my window right now, I see a busload of school children coming into our facility. And then we do have the largest raptor hospital in the United States. Our veterinarian and his team see close to 1,000 raptors a year from all over the Southeast. It's just incredible the work that we've done, and it's time to look at the future because we've had a really good past for the last almost 40-some years, and we're ready to go forward.
Jim, that's amazing stuff that you guys are doing. For our listeners that may not be familiar with North Carolina, can you give them a little better understanding of exactly where you're located?
Well, we are slap dab between Charlotte and Huntersville. So if they know where Charlotte is, we're just up I-77. We're still in Mecklenburg County.
Yeah.
Latta Nature Preserve sits on Mountain Island Lake, which is part of the Catawba River system. So it's just a beautiful part of our Piedmont down here. So I'm about 20 minutes from uptown, and I'm about 15 minutes from Huntersville, just literally off of 485 or 77 or Highway 16. We're We're easy to get to from a lot of different people, but the interesting thing is when you come out here, you've left the city behind. You drive down Sample Road, and you might as well be driving into the most further reaches of North Carolina, because there's no development. It's just pure nature at its best, which is the perfect setting for us.
Absolutely. And you know, Jim, I cannot believe that after all this time, I have not been over there to visit with you guys.
Well, shame on us, Dale, for not getting you out here. We got to do a better job of getting the word out.
Absolutely, and hopefully that's what this show will help us do. I was going to ask you, do people that find injured birds, injured raptors, either that might have been hit by a car or something else, do they just show up and bring them to you, or how does that work?
Well, they do, and so we are, you know, if people find a bird, they see a bird strikes a window in their backyard, a bird falls out of a tree, you know, a lot of times now with the internet, they can just Google injured raptor, and we pop up. We're one of the top places, and they'll call our emergency hotline here at the hospital. We'll walk them through it. If the person feels comfortable securing the bird and taking care of it, now remember, raptors are very powerful. They got sharp talons, yep, and very sharp beaks, so we want people to beware of their own safety, but we can walk them through just an initial rescue of that bird. If they don't, then we literally have, and either way, we have a raptor transport network. We have hundreds of volunteers throughout the Southeast that have been trained. So think of them as raptor first responders. So if you call us from up in the mountains, you give us a location where you had an injured hawk get hit by a car, we find the nearest one of our volunteers through a database system. We call them. They come out to your site. They've been trained. They have the equipment. They rescue that bird. They bring it back to us, and our medical staff starts right on it. But we do have the occasional person that comes here with a bird. They've just been able to trap it. I tell you, one of the most unique we ever got was a guy that called us from I-77, said that he had hit an owl. And we're like, okay, well, stay where you are. We'll come meet you. And he goes, you don't understand. I'm driving here. The owl is stuck in the grill of my car.
Wow.
And he drove all the way down here to the Raptor Center, pulled in our parking lot. Our staff was able to go out there and extricate this barred owl out of the grill, bring it in and treat it and release it. And it was a remarkable story. You know, we joked that that's probably the most unique hood ornament you would ever see was this owl on the top of this car.
That is amazing. And, you know, you're right. People, I think, also underestimate how powerful these birds are. I know I've had the good fortune on a number of occasions to have a bald eagle and hold a bald eagle. And the power of those birds sitting on your arm is pretty amazing.
Well, you've got about anywhere from 900 to 1,000 pounds per square inch of pressure sitting there. That eagle, if he wanted to, could easily crush your arm. It's remarkable that a bird that size has that much power. And again, it makes us feel small when we're working with these critters. They're extremely smart, too.
Yes.
We don't give them credit for that. And I joked after all my years here at the Raptor Center, if anybody says I have a bird brain, well, I take it as a compliment.
Absolutely. Yeah, they are amazing creatures. Tell us a little bit about, Jim, what the Raptor Center has in store for the public this summer.
Well, first of all, come see our bird show. So this is an opportunity to see a variety of species, both on stage, on the glove, flying. We do a little bit of everything. It's open to the public starting Memorial Day weekend through Labor Day weekend. It runs Saturdays and Sundays. It is space limited, so people need to come on and reserve. It's free if you buy admission because of some generosity from a number of supporters, TIAA being one. And so the public can come, but we do have to sign in because we have limited space in our amphitheater. They go on our website, Dale. They can check it out. You actually can make reservations. Just a tremendous, tremendous program. It's fun, but yet at the same time, it's informative so people can kind of get a feel for what these raptors are doing. We have a variety of raptor experiences that get you a little bit more up close and personal, everything from an eagle encounter to some other things that we do that people can come out and sign up for. Summer day camp, you know. I wish I was still young enough that I could come to our summer day camp because it was absolutely incredible and a lot of fun for these youngsters, both young and all the way up into high school. And then if we've got high school listeners that maybe are interested in coming out and doing more than just having fun but want to actually serve, we have a program called SOAR, and that's Students Oriented Around Raptors. And what they do is they come out here and they literally serve as ambassadors on the trail to our visitors. And then we have a very active docent and volunteer program. And so people can come out here and just enjoy the facility, or they can enjoy and serve and be a part of our team.
Jim, what are the ages for the summer camp program?
We start at 7 and go up from there. And there's a variety of programs. We do programs where it almost is very STEM-based, you know, science, technology, sure, the engineering and math, where it gives youth a chance to look at what a potential career may be. What would a career be if they wanted to go into wildlife medicine? What would a career be if they wanted to work directly with animals, maybe in an instructional setting, be an environmental educator, or they wanted to work for a facility like ours? And so it kind of gives them that taste. I will tell you, a number of folks that have come through that camp have now gone to vet school, are in biology programs, and so we're very proud of the fact that because of the interest that we've inspired and that passion, that these folks are now following careers in natural resources.
That's outstanding. I was going to ask you, too, is it too late for students to sign up, or can they go to the website? How do they?
Absolutely. So if they're interested in the summer day camp, they just go to our website and go to about summer camps. That gives you the variety of camps. If they're interested in volunteering, they can go to our volunteer tab, learn more about SOAR. It's not too late. Absolutely. There's still room available.
Now, does the Raptor Center do outreach? I mean, during the school year, do you guys ever go to the schools?
We do, and actually, the majority of our programs are delivered at schools. I mean, we do have schools that can come here. You know, they have the benefit of getting buses, or they can come out here. But a lot of times schools, because of the, you know, with some of the budget constraints they're under and just time, you know, they can't drive all the way out here and be here for a couple hours and then get back to their school. We load birds up in vans. Actually, I saw one of our vans rolling out this morning with birds. And so we'll go to schools all over the Southeast. Actually, probably 2/3 of our education programs are delivered off-site. So we got folks that come to the mountains. We got staff that go out to the Outer Banks. We go into South Carolina, Virginia, and we can do programs wherever. And because we don't want the barrier to be that people can't come here and see the birds. We want to be able to get folks exposed to raptors, get them excited about nature, connect them back to the environment, and we'll do what we need to do to make that happen.
Absolutely. That's good stuff. Jim, what about people that adults that might want to volunteer? Do you have programs just for adults in the summer or during the year?
We do, and we have a variety of programs, again, for adult volunteers. And Dale, they can come in, they'll go on our website, it shows a variety of areas. We do have docents, which is those volunteer interpretive folks. So docents are out here, they'll talk about a certain species, they may have props, they may have assorted wings or feathers or talons that have been donated by a bird that didn't quite make it through our hospital.
Sure.
And they can do programs with folks, really get people inspired, because we've found that if you come out here, you or Forrest come out and visit us, you may learn about a bird just by reading that plaque or walking around our trail, but it's really the engagement with another human. It's having that conversation with having one of our volunteers say, Dale, let me tell you about this species, or let me tell you why it's important not to throw trash out your window. That's where we're really making the impact, and so we really value those docents. But as I also said earlier, we have transport volunteers, so people that are raptor first responders, those rescue guys that are out there. We have people that volunteer in our hospital. We have volunteers that help clean our bird cages. You know, it's probably one of the more glamorous jobs, but trust me, when you've got, you know, hundreds of birds you're taking care of, there's quite a bit of mess, and we need folks to help clean that up and feed the birds. There's a lot of birds, a lot of mouths to be fed. And then we have volunteers that build cages, or that we have 2+ miles of trail out here that have to be maintained. And we're a very lean and mean staff. There's 22 people, but yet we have a tremendous amount of programs to deliver and birds to take care of and facilities to maintain. So volunteers are crucial to our service, and we love them. So if they want to know more Audrey Blackburn is our volunteer manager and our community engagement manager. She's wonderful to work with and be a great person to provide more information on how to get that started out here as a volunteer.
Good stuff. Well, I got to ask you about this new facility called Quest that you're doing in partnership with MCPR. What's going on with that? And tell our audience what Quest is all about.
Well, you got me started on something I'm extremely passionate and personal about. Quest is an endeavor with us and our partners at Mecklenburg County Park and Recreation. Remember, as I said earlier, we're here in Latta Nature Preserve. They are our landlords, but they're more than that. They're our partners in programs and in service and in mission. You know, Park and Rec has a tremendous natural resources division. They do great work conserving and educating, and so we've always been aligned with them. But literally 13 years ago, we had a conversation about what could we do together to do a facility. We need a new facility, needed one years ago. They needed a new facility. So, you know, I guess good things come to those that are patient and wait, and so it's taken 13 years, but we are under construction for the Quest facility. We broke ground back in September. So Quest itself will be a joint building operated by us and the Park and Rec. So think of it as a really high-level visitor center, interpretive center, a lot of cool exhibits, not your old-school exhibits, but some really hands-on fun things. New Raptor Trail for us, all new cages, new Duke Energy Amphitheater, new resident bird care facility, all kind of other exhibits that people can engage in and get, you know, do things, not just sit there and watch, but literally become. We think that raptors and the environment is not a spectator sport. You need to be involved. You need to be a participant. That's what we want people to be able to do on our new facility. So we are well underway. We start work on the trail system and some of the other facilities later on this year. The goal is that we will have everything up and operational by spring of 2020, and then we'll start renovating our existing hospital. But we are very, very excited. This is going to be a 13,000-square-foot, state-of-the-art new facility with indoor classrooms, indoor conference room space, venue. Folks that want to do a wedding, corporations that want to do an event, all that can happen on this space. Food trucks, outdoor classroom. It's amazing what we're going to be able to do. And the new facility literally is just a tool, Dale. It's there for us to have the mechanism to be able to provide services to the community. And it will be the first thing you see coming in to Latta. It's going to be sort of the gateway to your natural experience coming into the preserve. So I'm pumped. I actually drove by it this morning. I go by it every day coming and going into my office. The guys were up putting the roof deck on. The facility's taking shape. It's just, it gets me excited. I can't wait to move in, and hopefully 12 months from now, we'll be in that new building and rocking and rolling.
You know, that's good stuff. And, you know, sounds like maybe Nature's Edge needs to do a live show over there when you guys open.
We would love to have you. We can do a little remote over there. We can have you on the trails. We'll bring out some birds. Go ahead and take this as an invitation. We're going to have you guys down here as our guests and love to talk to you about what we're doing and what Park and Rec's doing and how Quest literally is going to change the public experience as far as a natural world here in Mecklenburg. Well, I'd say not just Mecklenburg County. We get visitors that come from all over the world. It's going to be a destination. So this is going to be one of those places where you've got visitors coming into North Carolina. You're going to, what are we going to do? Well, let's drive down to Charlotte because we got to go to that new Quest Center.
I like it. I like it. And just so you know, my show, both the radio show and the podcast, you know, we're on in a bunch of other countries besides the United States. So we're gonna pull people to you.
Absolutely. I love it.
Let me ask you, we got a few minutes left here. What's next for you guys?
Well, that's a great question. So the big thing that we're doing now is we talked about the new building. Well, the new building is just a way for us to serve. And so our education staff are looking at new programs, designing new curriculum. Our visitor services staff is looking at all new signage, new interactives. So, you know, when I was growing up, they gave you a trail map that was laminated. You walked around. You kind of saw things. Nowadays, everybody's got a smartphone, and so it's all virtual. So we literally are going to have a virtual tour that will have your trail map on your phone. It'll give you information about each bird as you walk to those different cages. So we're in the process of building that out. Again, we talked about the Duke Energy Amphitheater. So we're going to be having not just bird programs in there, but you may see the occasional natural movie. You know, a movie came out several years ago about the young lady in Mongolia, the eagle huntress.
Yeah.
We may show movies like that. We may have, you know, folk music. Can't have rock and roll too much because the birds don't jam sometimes to that. But, you know, some lighter folk or some, you know, Americana in our amphitheater. So we're looking out at programming. So all the things that we're going to do on this new campus, we're now in that build-out mode. And actually some we're going to be piloting over the course of the next 12 months just to see what the public thinks. You know, we are not the experts in everything. We want to do things that the public wants and would appreciate. So we're going to be sort of rolling out some things. We're actually rolling out a couple programs to folks and just say, what do you think? And if they come back and go, that's great, but you know, make these little changes, it gives us a chance to make all of those tweaks before we're really in and full-blown operating.
That's great stuff, Jim. We've got about a minute left. I did want to ask you one quick question. What do you think is something about raptors that people don't know or they get excited when they hear about it?
Well, you know, we talked about them being smarter. One of the things I think that people don't know about raptors is what great family birds they are.
Yeah.
You know, they are extremely dedicated to their family. I'm going to tell this story that we have an owl here, a great horned owl, and her name is Betbait. And Betbait was on display for a number of years that then became one of our rehab specialists, and she will foster baby great horns. And normally a great horned owl will take care of, you know, one or two babies over the course of the year. Well, Betbait will foster 15 plus. We thank goodness she can't count. But she is as protective and nurturing to all those little babies as if they were her own. And so if we get people that bring us in baby great horned owls, we put them in with her. She feeds them, she protects them, she takes care of them. It's tremendous to see what this mother bird will do for other offspring of other birds. It warms your heart, and it makes you think, why is we as human beings can't take care of each other?
Jim, I appreciate it, bud. I really appreciate you taking some time to visit with us here on Nature's Edge, and I'm going to take you up and get over there before long and visit with you guys in person, and Forrest and I are going to look forward to coming over there and doing a radio show.
Dale, Forrest, it's been my pleasure, and I'm going to take you up on that. If I don't hear from you soon, I'm going to be reaching out to you guys.
Come get us.
All right, man.
All right, thank you. This is Dale with Nature's Edge. Run wild, run free, my friends.
Visit naturesedgemedia.com. You can check out podcasts, videos, lecture archives from Dale, and much more. Thank you for listening to Nature's Edge with Dale Stewart, brought to you by Angler Magazine of Western North Carolina.